Your name?
Steve Watley.
Steve Watley, your position?
I am chair of ANC4A, Advisory Neighborhood Commission, Washington, D.C.
And we're sitting here just after a meeting at Walter Reed Medical Center, which is in your ANC.
It is in my single-member district and in the ANC, yes.
Can you describe this piece of property? I think many people will have driven by it in Northwest Washington, D.C., either up 16th Street or by Georgia Avenue, but it's quite a large, 112 acres right here?
It's 113 acres, and it is a historical Army Medical Center where much research has been done on any number of diseases and treating wounded soldiers from all wars.
Talk about the plans going forward. This is just a meeting about what's going to happen with the 112 acres, what the district is scheduled to receive 62 and a half of those acres.
Yes, the district is to receive 62 and a half acres of the 100, I think it's 113. The GSA is to receive a portion, and the State Department is to receive a portion. The district is to receive the southern end of the site, and GSA will be more so to the south, and the State Department, I believe, is to the west. The western portion of the property. By and large, the district is receiving the largest portion of the property.
There have been a series of meetings on these issues. Can you describe what's been taking place at these meetings, and do you have any concerns with how they've transpired so far?
There have been a number of meetings, starting with the original announcement about almost 5 years ago concerning the closure of Walter Reed. Now that it's come to fruition, those plans that were initially worked on back in the early years are coming to fruition now. There is a lot of concern in the community as to what's going to happen to the District of Columbia site, as well as what's going to happen to the GSA and the State Department locations. There's a lot of discussion in the community as to what the residents would like to see, and it ranges from hospitals, to restaurants, to ice skating rinks, to parks, to schools, the full gamut. But only having 62 acres, a decision has to be made as to what is going to that site. And that's what the discussions that are happening now are to cover.
Have there been any discussions about any environmental concerns that may arise? This has been a military facility for some time.
Yes. One of the things is the pathology center is located here on post, and there have been testing on pathogens such as E. coli, salmonella, anthrax, smallpox, and so forth. And there is concern in the community as to the disposal, how the items were actually disposed of in the past, and if the ground is actually clean enough to support a relocation, and or who's going to be responsible for the cleanup of any sites that are contaminated.
Commissioner Steve Watley, you've called for an independent soil analysis?
Yes, I called for an independent soil analysis that, and the Walter Reed has agreed to consider doing an independent analysis, but I believe the District of Columbia should do its own analysis of the sites that the district is going to receive, because I'm not sure. The history has shown that in many cases, the military or DOD does not fully disclose what's going on. Either they don't find it, or things turn up 20 or 30 years later that they should have originally found.
Or even longer than that, I'm thinking of Spring Valley.
Yes, that is true. In fact, if you look at Spring Valley, and actually if you look throughout here, the different locations, we don't know what was done when they were testing for yellow fever back here when they were first doing those types of trainings and those types of studies. We don't know what was done with the anthrax. When things were finished in the labs, what did they do with the waste that were created in the labs? We don't know. We can only look at the recent pathogens that we've studied, E. coli, salmonella, and so forth. We have to go back to things like mustard gas. We have to go back to things like polio, smallpox, diphtheria. There's any number of things that we're not sure about, and we don't know what's happened with that.
Commissioner Steve Watley, I was interested to read about this Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. It is like the center for sending pathogens, diseases. You've named many of them, but this has been, they have like millions of tissue samples. And there was a day, what, 7 or 8 years ago, you lived just across the street from Walter Reed, where there were men in orange suits roaming around the property, and there was very little explanation given to neighbors. Can you describe that day?
Yes, it was one morning. We were leaving. I was leaving to go to work. And outside, there were, within about 100 yards of my house, there were men in orange suits doing some digging over by one of the well sites. I don't know if it's a well site, but it was a location. And they were in orange hazmat suits. And we never found out what they were looking for or what they were checking for. And it's subject to have been anything, but it does concern me that the neighbors be informed of any tests and anything they may find. Now, as to the pathology center, with all those tissue samples, and although the claim is that there's no live pathogens there, how will they dispose of, well, how will they move those tissue samples? Because they're not going to dispose of them. They still have value for testing purposes. So I can see the DOD wanting to keep them, but when they pack them up, package them up, and to move them, will the neighborhood be informed of when they're being packaged? Will the neighborhood be informed of when they're going to be moved over to the new location? And what type of security will be provided for those tissue samples?
In light of all this information that you've stated, I was wondering, I want to go back to what you said. You said that the military agreed to consider doing an independent soil analysis, and the district has not said one way or the other. Will they agree to do? I mean, it seems like a reasonable request of yours that there'd be an independent soil analysis of this property.
Well, I would think that we would have the district do it as opposed to DOD, because for impartiality purposes, if DOD hires its own contractor, that's not to say that it won't be impartial. They may be impartial. However, if the district hires its own soil analysis group to come in and to test the soil, I think it would be taxpayers' money well spent.
I was at one of the previous meetings a couple months back, and just after Neil Albert, the city administrator, discussed how closely the district is working with the military on this project, I asked him if there was a nuclear reactor at Walter Reed, and he said, "No, not to my knowledge." Your name?
Neil Albert.
And your position?
City administrator.
You mentioned some environmental concerns. What are those?
Well, any property that's been has a history as long as Walter Reed will have some environmental issues, could have asbestos issues. But as part of the due diligence process that we're going through right now, as we do in any development site, so nothing that to worry about. We're going to do the phase one environmental process very soon, which will tell us the extent of any contamination that exists. And if there's a need for any further investigation, we'll certainly do it.
If I understood correctly, the environmental cleanup is not necessarily done before building starts. The environmental plan is put together before building starts.
Absolutely. And so part of this process is putting together the environmental plan, and we've already engaged both the engineering expertise and the legal expertise that will put that together. As we develop specific sites and specific projects, there's going to be a little bit more in-depth environmental investigations that would occur.
One of the suggestions made by Harriet Tregoning, I believe, was if there's a part that is more polluted, to put a parking lot over it rather than, say, a child care center. Is that something you're looking at going forward?
Well, I think the point that she's trying to raise is that depending on the conditions at particular parcels, that the uses or what we eventually use it for might differ. It's probably makes more sense to put a parking deck over a site that has a perhaps a higher amount of contamination, because you wouldn't have to do so much remedial work, rather than a housing site or a daycare center where you've got to make sure that everything is totally taken away. And so she was just making the point that depending on the amount of contamination on any particular site, the uses might change.
Speaking of environmental problems, is there a nuclear reactor at Walter Reed?
Not to my knowledge.
I'd like to read from the Washington Post, January 30th. The Army is expected to pay for an 18-month environmental cleanup. Oil tanks are buried on the property, and one building contains a small nuclear reactor switched on by the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research in 1962 to study nuclear medicine, end quote. Your response?
I don't know about that. Obviously, as we go through this process, we'll find out exactly what's on the campus and what's not on the campus.
So you don't know, you haven't been, there's been no discussion about a nuclear reactor. This is again from the Washington Post, and what may have happened with the nuclear waste?
No conversations that I have been in on this property, and I've been in a lot of conversations over the last 2 years has raised the issue.
And no one's mentioned that?
No.
Steve Whatley, your thoughts on that?
Well, we have speculated for years that there was some nuclear testing going on here, and we've always surmised that. So it doesn't surprise me that there's been little, if any, discussion of that, because there are other things that probably are tested here that are classified. And we will never know what was done, nor will they have the requirement to tell us, because it's classified information. In an earlier life, I was the chemical, nuclear, and biological warfare officer for the Army, for a unit. And I fully understand that there are tests going on nationwide, that we'll never know what they're doing or how they're doing it. It does concern me, however, that even if it was a nuclear reactor here, that the Army or DOD acknowledged that there was one, and what was done with the waste, the location of the nuclear materials and the disposal of it.
At one of the previous meetings, Harriet Trigoning, I think she's director of the Office of Planning, said that one suggestion for if there are pockets of some more polluted sites is to, say, put a parking lot over it as opposed to a daycare center. What's your response to that?
There are relative degrees of harmfulness, I would say. And something like anthrax grows naturally in the soil. So it's not an unreasonable request. However, that what the community should be able to weigh in on what's done with those sites that they want to pave a parking lot over, because again, a parking lot will only exist for so many years. Who's going to record 20 years from now what was in that soil where they put the parking lot? And if someone wants to tear down a parking lot, put something else up, they will never know. Again, think of Spring Valley. People are still discovering mustard gas and so forth in yards. And who would have ever thought 30 years, 40 years, 50 years later that it would still be hazardous, and it is still hazardous. So we don't know. But I would recommend that if they find any pathogen, that they do whatever possible to neutralize that pathogen.
I remember one other thing from my interview with City Administrator Neil Albert. He said, well, we do the planning for the environmental study is completed before any construction is done. But I said, well, what about the environmental testing? He said, well, no, that's not necessarily done, but the planning for the testing is done. So it may be that, you know, three quarters into the way of building a significant portion of this property, things will be found. And then, you know, what's the process? Who's on the hook here?
I thoroughly disagree that any building should start before the testing of the soil is completed. It is inconceivable that they would put an apartment building where anthrax is found in the ground, or E. coli, or salmonella, or any other pathogens are found. They must do the testing first before they start the building.
Steve Whatley, you're chair of the ANC for right here. You're a longtime member of this community. It was interesting, one of the questions asked, they were polling the folks who came out to this meeting here at Walter Reed, and the large majority, have been here for years, decades. What are your final thoughts on what's the future of this property?
My final thoughts are that this is a unique opportunity for the District of Columbia, and we must do it right. But this, hopefully, at the end of the day, this 62 acres will be something that will attract and retain our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren wanting to live in this community.
I actually just thought of one last question.
Okay.
This is a site which treats wounded veterans.
Okay.
There are two or more wars going on, and we've seen that a lot of suicides from veterans who aren't getting the treatment they need coming home. It seems somewhat ironic to be closing down a place that has treated those who, at a time of two wars, if not more.
Well, being from the Vietnam era, when the helicopters were coming in daily to this location, I understand that the new facility that they're building in Bethesda is supposed to be state-of-the-art. Our community supported the addition of the amputee center, training center here, and the other training centers here to help our veterans coming back. Having served in the military for 22 years, I fully respect and anticipate that DOD will take care of its own and the wounded soldiers and sailors and airmen of our country, male and female. So I fully anticipate that there'll be no lapse in treatment of the wounded, mentally and physically, at any point in time.
What kind of a neighbor has the Walter Reed Military Facility, Medical Facility, been over the years?
Over the years, it's been mixed. Some years it's been tremendous; they've been quite supportive. Other years it's been extremely bad. It varies based on what's the community, the commander, the garrison commander has made a big difference as to how this community, our community, dealt with Walter Reed. There have been good commanders, there have been bad ones, and it's to be expected. Overall, I would say, I say it's half and half. They've been good neighbors a lot of times, they've been bad neighbors a lot of times. And one example of them being a bad neighbor, when they built the garage at Fern Street at 14th, they didn't bother to tell the community that the garage was going in there. We found out because Strom Thurmond, neighbors heard Strom Thurmond on the microphone congratulating Walter Reed on the opening of the new parking garage. And that's when they started digging the following morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. And there was absolutely no one we could contact to get them, you know, to stop digging so people could sleep and have them work at a reasonable hour. On the other hand, recently, during the snowstorm, the facilities manager did take extreme action to ensure that the sidewalks around Walter Reed were plowed and it was safe for neighbors to walk on. And they have done things to mitigate the potential bad things to the community, such as a few years ago, when they were building some facility, my wife recommended that they put trees up as a sound barrier. They put the trees up, and it did work. We also requested closure of two streets entering the post. Walter Reed agreed to close those streets and limit the access to the entrances that are now opening. They've also taken time. You don't hear the soldiers when they're running chanting anymore. They've stopped that. We don't hear a lot, as much noise. They moved the basketball court from front of our houses to elsewhere on post, center of post. The NCO club that was once on Fern Street is gone. So it's not as noisy as it used to be. And you still have issues with noise periodically. But the neighborhood fully understands the importance of Walter Reed because we served, some of our neighbors served in World War II and in Korea, and some of them are still receiving treatment from Walter Reed. Now, it does concern me that these retired military will have to go to Bethesda now for treatment, that they are not going to consider putting a small facility, retaining a small facility here at this location.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.